went to the marketplace, who was usually the one from your family?
The men, most of the time.
Did
woman
you go?
Does not do any shopping there.
Did you go?
Well, I myself, as a boy, I did. Mm-hmm. But my father or my grandfather did most of our, because of the fact that my father himself, he didn't seem to care much about shopping or doing, going to the groceries, and so myself and my father did most of the shopping.
Mm-hmm. Was this an exciting time for you to go to the shopping?
Yes, or? Because of the fact that I was trusted with the money there, that I loved to go buying things. And money was so valuable at the time that if my father gave me one penny, and that was something. Mm-hmm. And then he being a jeweler, while I was spending some time at the store with him, I should take a piece of copper, flatten and cut it around the size of a penny, and spend it as a penny. Because it didn't have to have any marking on it. As long as it was round, it was a copper, and looked like a penny, that was good enough to buy a piece of candy or something. And we used to walk. My father, when he get through with his work, sometime I went to meet him, and he used to hold me by hand. We used to go to, we didn't have no sea there, so we had a little brook. That was the biggest water we had. Mm-hmm. We used to call it Aleben. And we used to go this river, brook, and they used to have little coffee houses along the brook. And while he was playing cards or something, passing time, having a cup of Turkish coffee, and they used to play a backgammon game. And I used to go playing alongside the water, digging, catching frogs and catching fish, and things like that, spending time.
Did you do that often? That sounds fun.
Yes, that happened practically almost at least once a week anyway, you know, mm-hmm. especially around summertime. That was a routine for my father going right after work. Mm-hmm. And they used to have this, they called it hayman. It was like a bag on two sides, like you put on the back of a horse. Mm-hmm. What do they call that?
Saddlebags.
Saddlebag-like. Mm-hmm. You know, saddlebag-like. And they used to have all their stuff, all their jewelry and everything else, all their belongings, mm-hmm. valuables, put in there, put it on their shoulder, and carry it from work to their home. And if they happened to stop on the way at the cafe house, they had that with them.
So your father would walk with this
yes.
on his shoulders?
In fact, he was almost sagging one shoulder in the course of years. I remember that he was about an inch shorter on one side than he was on the other.